Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dearest Madani Channel viewers to our series of our silsila, Good Conduct of a Muslim. And I make dua and hope that in Allah Azza wa Jal that we are able to learn and pick up some important points with regard to having a good conduct and building up a good character and behavior and manners and looking at the teachings of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before we proceed, let us send Durood Sharif upon, let us hear about the significance and virtues of sending Durood Sharif upon our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he stated that one of the closest person to him on the Day of Judgment would be the one would have recited a large number of Durood Sharif upon him. Increase in your recitation of Durood and try to have a target every day, 313, perhaps 1,000 Durood Sharif we should send in a day, etc., etc. Really, when we hear about the numbers, perhaps it seems like it's a huge number or it is a difficult task to carry out. But believe you me, if we just take out some time, and whenever we are free and we send Durood Sharif upon the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you would be amazed at how much Durood Sharif you can send. May Allah Azza wa Jalla always give us the tawfiq. Allah Azza wa Jalla enable us that we are always constantly sending Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi. The niyat of a believer is even greater than his own action. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. So let us make good intentions that whilst we are seated, whilst we are watching this beautiful program which is brought to you and for the purpose of propagating the deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for purpose of propagating the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, and to bring that awareness that everybody is thirst of, you know, we are thirst of seeking knowledge. So let us make good intentions. And the intention is that I will watch, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, I will try my level best to watch the entire program from the beginning to the end. From this, inshallah, I'll get barakah. I'll be rewarded, inshallah. And inshallah, I sit with an intention to gain the reward of Allah and to learn from it and practice upon it. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, al-ilmu nurun, the knowledge is nur, is light. Now we find in today's time, alhamdulillah, we are very fortunate, alhamdulillah, due to the efforts that are being undertaken by brothers. Brothers are taking out time to propagate the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, many episodes, many programs that you see on Madani channel. Yet, sometimes we don't pay particular attention to it. The precise particular attention is to listen attentively. So let us make good intention to listen attentively and spend the entire and watch the entire program from beginning to end. I too also make good intention that inshallah Azza wa Jal, with conviction, I share with you this discourse with the intention to reform myself inshallah, and as well as that share with others what I have learned. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today we're looking at the aspect of having a good conduct in the form of, since we spoke about bad behavior and in terms of one not restraining one's anger and not knowing how to control our emotions. Today we look at the aspect of forgiving others, enhancing personal productivity, enhancing personal development by forgiving others. Now imagine the feeling of looking at a person who might have murdered your own uncle, who cut out his organs and gave it to someone to eat, and in the end you forgive this particular person. Imagine being abused and taunted, and when given the chance to retaliate, instead you forgive. Subhanallah. This was the character of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So many of us cannot forgive even our own parents or friends or spouses when they say hateful things in anger. We hold grudges for years, unable to forget the things people have done to us. On the one hand, rather, we feel justified in feeling this way. After all, we are the ones wronged. On the other, bottling things up inside is unhealthy and very least on both spiritual and psychological level. So it is natural to be upset at someone when they have hurt your feelings. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that a Muslim is not allowed to break off ties with another Muslim for more than 3 days. Recognizing that we need to cool off, yet what is unhealthy and often destructive is the inability to forgive. The inability to forgive and move on. So what does forgiving actually mean? You need to understand. What does forgiving actually mean? Forgiving means not carrying a grudge in your heart against that person. What is forgiving? Means not carrying a grudge, not holding on to this, to the cause of why in the first place a person hurt your feelings, and not holding a grudge against a person in your heart, against that person who caused you to be angry. Forgiving means that if you are given the chance to retaliate, now say for example you've been given a chance, you have a chance that you can retaliate. You would choose not to. That is true reflection of forgiveness. Forgiving means not wishing evil. You know, sometimes people hurt our feelings, that we are carrying this hurt in our hearts, and it hurts so bad. You find sometimes then we harboring this hatred and as a result we wishing evil on those who have done us, who have caused harm on us, even if it's secretly upon that person. So forgiving is to completely clean out your heart. It means you cannot continue to be civil towards them, and that you can even bring yourself to pray for their well-being and guidance. So forgiveness is that you completely eradicate, you completely clean off and flush out whatever anger and anything that is connected with the anger that was caused to cause you to be hurt in your feelings. You completely, whether openly or secretly, you remove it, and that you continue to be good to these people, and that you cannot even bring yourself, you bring yourself to even make good du'as for the well-being of such people. That is a true reflection of forgiveness. So forgiveness does not mean that you cannot learn from the trial. It doesn't mean that the person did not do wrong. So when we're talking about forgiveness, we're not saying that it actually means that that person did not wrong you. Yes, they did wrong you, and it doesn't justify what they have done. If you trusted someone, they betrayed your trust. Forgiveness does not mean that you have to trust them again if they haven't given you reason to, but you are able to treat them well. So, without resentment in your heart. So you should treat even the one that have wronged you, the one that have done you wrong, to treat them with goodness and without having any resentment in your heart. So that is forgiveness. But if you learn something about their character, you should keep that in mind when dealing with them. So if, for example, you learn somebody did abuse your trust. You forgive what they have done. But in the same way, now you know how to deal with those particular people. But it doesn't mean to hold grudges. It means you forgive them and you don't have any resentment. But in future, you know how to deal with those people. So how can we benefit from forgiving others? How can this help us to be productive in our character building, in us having a good conduct? So when we are preoccupied with the wrongs others have committed against us, we find that we lose focus of one of the most beautiful ways to come closer to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam, there was a merchant who used to extend credit to people. If he found one of his customers to be in straitened means, he would say to his assistants, forgive them their debt. Allah will forgive us. Allah did forgive him, subhanallah. So you have a businessman who used to extend credit to people, who used to give people credit. And if he find that one of his customers was not able, and it come to a point that really there is a problem for him to pay back, so he used to forgive this debt, and perhaps with the hope that Allah Azza wa Jalla will forgive him. So we ourselves, when we are forgiving people, for example, in this particular aspect of forgiving somebody who owes us something, the aim should be that we be forgiven by Allah, not because for the reason that we benefit from something out of them, but the reason simply and purely is to be forgiving. You forgive their debts for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Look at how Allah Azza wa Jalla tests us. As we learned in previous episode, that actually a strong person is not one who shows how much strength and power he has. And also, to be forgiving does not mean because you're a weaker one, then you forgive the one that is stronger than you. But is when you have the upper hand, when you are the one with the strength, when you are the one with authority and power to forgive a person who's weaker than you, that is a true forgiveness. That's actually practicing upon the true, beautiful character of one Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, laysa shadidu bisur'a, that the strong person is not the one who's got strong power and authority and exercise, is one who forgives. May Allah Azza wa Jalla shower us with such moments that we also are able to practice upon this. So, subhanallah, as we have heard from the hadith, that this particular business person used to give people credit, and those that could not meet to pay back, he used to forgive them. Now, there is a direct correlation between the ways we treat others and how Allah Azza wa Jalla treats us. We all know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam famous saying, have mercy on those on earth, that as irham man fil ard yarhamka man fis sama, that if you have mercy on the ones on earth, the ones Allah Azza wa Jal will have mercy on you. Of course, Allah Azza wa Jal is incomparable, greater and more merciful than us. Therefore, whatever we do for others, Allah will multiply that for us. If you are sincere in wanting Allah Azza wa Jalla to forgive us for many of us, of our wrongs and all that the particular sins that we could have committed, we should also be of forgiving nature. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in one narration, while sitting in the masjid with the Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, he pointed out a person who entered the masjid as being one of those who will enter Jannah. Subhanallah. Imagine you entering the masjid and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, this person, he is in Jannah. He did this for 3 days, and every time it was the same person who entered the masjid. Each time, so this happened for 3 days. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, person who's going to enter now, he is in Jannah. Again, for 3 days it happened and it was the same person who entered. So people wanted to know, you know what? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 3 days consecutively saying the person will enter now is in Jannah. The next day again he says that, and it happens to be the same person. The third day again, subhanallah, what is it with you? So the people wanted to know what made him to possess such a quality that made Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say that he is in Jannah. So one person spent 3 nights with that man, with this Sahaba. He did not know that the man prayed the optional night prayers during any of these nights. So when he was observing, he didn't see him making a lot of nawafil. But he woke up during the night, he would simply mention Allah. You know, when he woke up, he just said Allah. So before he left, he had to ask him what he did that was special that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam identified him as a man of Jannah. Subhanallah. So he said, my deeds are nothing more than what you saw. But the only thing I do is that I'm not involved in lengthy nawafil, reciting lots of adhkar or anything. But I do not have a grudge against any Muslim, subhanallah. I don't have hasad for anyone. In actual fact, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is the one that followed this particular brother, this particular sahabi, to find out what is special about him. So he said, I don't have any grudge. I don't hold anything against another Muslim. This is only quality I have. So we understand in conclusion that to be a true believer, one, our focus is not simply in how much we pray. Although that is in its place. Don't get us wrong, please. It's very important we make our namaz, we read our namaz with the takbir ula, with the jamaat in the masjid. But what it means is rather, we are so focused on gaining the pleasure of Allah that we overlook the wrongs that we do to others. And we think that it's insignificant. This is why that Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْضَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Those who hold their anger and forgive people after that, then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Allah loves those people who do good. So subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, in the end, in this episode, we have learned that to be of forgiving nature is a true quality of a believer. And this is what our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam represented in being rahmatul lil alameen. And one of his beautiful qualities and beautiful conduct that we pick up from our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, this is the aim and objective of what Dawat Islami, being a movement of Quran and Sunnah, is teaching us on daily basis. Subhanallah, that's why we have Madanin Amat. In Madanin Amat, you are taught to take account of your own deeds and take a check on how you deal yourself with others, how you have performed the requirements of how you're supposed to live as a Muslim. So subhanallah, Mira and Sunnah divide this very special system and format of reckoning of our deeds on daily basis. Subhanallah, if you attach yourself to this beautiful movement and this beautiful environment of Quran and Sunnah of Dawat Islami, subhanallah, you'll find that you learn many things and you'll beautify your character with the beautiful true characters of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and many people be attracted to you, and you'll be able, subhanallah, to spread the deen of Islam, to reform yourself and reform others. I make dua Allah Azza wa Jalla accept us, and Allah Azza wa Jalla make us closer to the beautiful sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam by joining this beautiful movement of Dawat Islami. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands.